This is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Grimmore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Night train to Palermo. When Danilo Dolci arrived in the town of Trapeto in Sicily, it was known as the most miserable place on God's earth. Danilo was an educated man, a trained architect, but he came to share the misery and squalor of the poor living there. He had come to share, but he soon realized he had to do more, much more. So Danilo began his life's work. First, he infused hope into the people, convincing them that they could help themselves, and then he organized. And then by peaceful protests, books, pamphlets, and hunger fasts, he drew the attention of all Italy to the plight of Sicily's poor. Some called him communist. Some called him saint. Yet Danilo continued his work until one day, overwhelmed by the enormity and seeming futility of his task, he grew tired and lost hope.
Danilo, what are you doing out here?
I'm counting the stones.
Counting the stones? Oh, have you gone crazy? Now, the table's all just
cold. Then eat.
Well, the children are sitting at the table, and they're ready to eat, but we're waiting for you.
I'm not hungry.
Why not?
Can't a man lose his appetite? I'll eat tomorrow.
You're not starting another one of those fasts, Danilo?
No, I'm not fasting. I'm not hungry, so leave me alone, please.
I made minestrone.
Oh, food. That's all you think about is food.
But we have to eat, Danilo. Please, you must tell me what's wrong.
I'm going into the town.
Has something happened?
What can happen in Sicily that matters? I shall be back soon.
Where are you going?
I have some people I must speak to. Then it's all finished.
What's finished?
Just be ready when I come back. Pack all the clothes, wash the children's faces. They must be ready. We'll take a night train to Palermo.
We're leaving?
Well, it's not the end of the world, Vincenzina. Just be ready. Be a good wife.
But I am. Am I not a good wife to you, Danilo?
Yes, you're very good. Just listen to me. Dress the children, pack the bags.
But the furniture, what'll I do with that and with my plans?
We'll get other tables and chairs. I have to hurry.
I don't understand.
Don't start with the tears, you hear?
Well, how can I stop my tears? They just come by themselves.
All right, then cry. I shall be back in an hour, maybe two.
Why? I want to know why we must leave like this.
I'll tell you later. Do as I say, please.
Look who's here. I thought you were home eating.
I decided to come back.
At 7:30, we're having a lecture on how to use the new fertilizers and rotate the crops. Every farmer in Trapeto has promised to attend. Mm. Tomorrow's activities are all planned. Oh, Mario will head the protest to the mayor's office. And if that doesn't get him to move, nothing will. I say by next week, this town will appropriate money to begin on the dam. Everything is under control.
Under control.
Right.
Everything in Sicily is under, one thing under the other, hidden, coerced, instead of working hand in hand.
Well, you can't change people overnight, but we're doing all right.
That's the way I like to hear you talk, Tito.
Well, working for you for 10 years, something has to rub off.
Yes, yes, things rub off. On me, too.
What about the new after-school center for the kids? Are we ready to move on it?
If it's to be, it's to be.
Well, I thought you were anxious about getting it operating.
I am. Very anxious. So anxious that... You know, I was thinking, Tito, that if something happened to me, the work would be in your very capable hands.
What's going to happen to you? Not even the mafia will touch you. You're too big now for them to kill.
You don't have to be killed in order to die.
You're not sick.
You would do a good job, I'm sure of it. Your eyes are wide open. You know what has to be done sometimes before it needs doing. You care about these poor Sicilians.
I am a Sicilian.
Yeah, well, for a Sicilian to care for his fellow Sicilians makes him a very strange kind of Sicilian.
What's on your mind tonight, Danilo?
I'm leaving, Tito.
You need a vacation. Where are you going? When are you coming back?
I'm going to Milano. Home, where I come from. And you will be in charge of everything.
Me?
I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you say goes. If you want to build more study centers, build them. If you want to open more experimental farms to teach the peasants new techniques, do it. If you want to march for bread, if you want to fast, if you want to write books, whatever you want.
Well, I couldn't do all that in the space of one vacation.
Tito, it's going to be a long one.
Well, how long?
I'm not coming back.
Why? You're crazy.
Yes, before, when I came to Sicily. Now, I'm sane.
How are you going to leave? We need you.
Ah, we need rain, but we don't get it sometimes.
Why do you want to leave? Danilo, why?
Because I've had enough.
But,
now,
but,
you're not going to convince me to stay, so don't bother me with but.
But you can't leave.
I am not a Sicilian. I've done my best for them. We're getting nowhere. They rip the heart out of me. They don't move. They don't care. They're stupid and stubborn. They prefer to stew in their own death. Well, let them. I don't care.
You cared enough to come.
That was 15 years ago, when I had hope.
But things are going well, Danilo. They are slow, but they are learning. We have study centers, huh? And after schools, education of the women, houses for the poor, huh? Hospitals.
What is all that?
We have roads, running water.
You know how much we have to do. So much.
Of course, but we'll do it. Money's coming in. We received a check today from India. From India, imagine that.
Yeah.
The Russians gave you that prize. You're world known. Even the Americans are beginning to hear of you. You've taken people by the eyeballs and made them look at Sicily. They see the poverty now. They see the conditions. The government even promises to help. We are just beginning, Danilo. You did it. You have to continue.
You do it, Tito. You're a Sicilian. You do it.
I can't do it without you.
You're going to have to try.
Well, you have the vision. The vision. You have the strength. People follow you. Me, I'm just a social worker.
I have no hope anymore.
You have every reason to hope. Every reason. Things are changing. Don't forget they've been this way for 3,000 years. It takes time.
I look at the years and they're gone. And all I have to show is a couple of buildings and a lot of publicity.
What about the dam? Well, that's something. People are learning to read and write and to help themselves. That's something. And the look on people's faces. I was born here. My father was a farmer, and he never smiled. He was beaten by the police. He was scorned by the church. He was frightened by the mafia. He had no life but grinding day in and day out in the sun, scraping at the dry dust that we called earth so he could raise beans for us to eat.
Well, if things are so good now, they can go on without me.
They will go nowhere without you. You will betray the trust the peasants have in you. They will say, hey, he came and he went. And the mafia will grip them again and bleed them again. The church will ignore them the way it's done for 2,000 years. And the police will keep things going the way they always did.
I am not Sicily's savior.
You are. You made yourself into it. You have to stay now.
What good is a savior without hope? You don't understand. It's too much. There's too much to be done. I can't do it. I don't care to do it. I'm tired.
Get out, then. Go to Milano.
Oh, Tito, it's an occupational hazard that afflicts those who try to help society. Things get too big, too overwhelming. And the hope goes. Where? I don't know. But you stop caring. It happens. It can happen to you too, Tito. 5, 10, 20 years.
Never.
We shall see.
You shall see.
I'm sorry, Tito. Goodbye.
Danilo.
My family's waiting. We're taking a night train.
Say goodbye to Findina for me and the children.
I will, but I have a few stops to make before I go. The Unholy Trinity must be told I'm leaving. I can't go without saying goodbye to them.
Don't tell them you're going. It'll be all the worse for us.
No, I have to wish them farewell. I've earned this.
They won't talk to you. You know that, Danilo.
I don't care if they talk to me. I have something to say to them. I'm going to their houses to tell them the good news.
Wait, Danilo. I'm coming with you. This is the house of the chief of police. Why do you have to talk to him?
Tito, I don't want you here.
What good does it do? You'll make it worse for us.
Hey, Maranca! Come on out. Danilo Dolci is here. Show your fat face at the window. I've got something to tell you. Maranca!
Ah, there you are, Signor Maranca. Who did you torture today, Signor Maranca? Was it a man or a woman? You and your men are brave men, Signor Maranca. I'm going to give you an opportunity to be braver. You don't have to worry about Danilo Dolci anymore. He's going away. You shall have free rein. No one to fight for the peasants anymore. You shall have them to yourself. Corruption shall be the order of the day. You can protect the rich again, beat the poor. Nobody will know because nobody will be here to talk about it. Everything will be just as it always was, you warthog. Danilo Dolci is getting out of your city. He's getting out of Sicily. And here is his farewell to you.
This is crazy, Danilo. You can't insult Luciano for in the street. He's liable to have you killed.
He and his whole mafia don't scare me. They never have. Luciano! Come on out, Luciano. I have news for you.
He's not home. See, come on, let's go.
He's home, hiding. Luciano! Come on out! Don Luciano, it's Danilo Dolci to see you.
What do you want?
He's got a gun.
You don't need a gun, Don Luciano. I come to bring you good news. Beginning tomorrow, you'll be able to squeeze the peasants dry again. The good old days are coming back. You and the police and the church will be back in business. Danilo Dolci has had enough of you. Don't stay with your mouth open. The flies will go in. You can tell all the mafia families you're going to have a free hand again. Plenty of people to murder now, Luciano. Nobody to say a word. Nobody to fight you. You can start protecting the people in this town again. Contact the rest in Sicily and tell them Danilo Dolci gives Sicily back to the dogs. Here's Sicily.
Here.
Here's a handful of her dust.
Oh, eat it. Eat it!
Where are you going now?
I have to say goodbye to Bishop Ruffini. Oh,
come on, Danilo. This is foolish.
Him? I should throw a brick through his window. Ah, there. His light's on.
What good does it do to insult him?
For one thing, I shall feel better afterwards.
You're not going to throw rocks, Danilo.
Oh, just some pebbles to shake His Excellency up a bit.
You're going to break his window.
I wish I had a stone big enough.
Stick your head out, Ruffini. Look who's here. Ruffini, Danilo Dolci brings you greetings. Come on out.
He's at the window.
Bishop Ruffini, pardon the interruption to your prayers, but they weren't going to heaven anyway. How are you on this lovely evening, Bishop? I haven't come for your blessing in a long time. I haven't come for it now. I come to bless you, my good Bishop. I'm leaving. I'm going away. I return your flock to your care. I give them plenty of processions and raise the price of the high masses and tell them not to read my books because my books are obscene, right? The truth is obscene, my dear Ruffini. Isn't that so? I'm going now. I'm taking a night train to Palermo and then the first boat out. You won't have anybody to preach against anymore. Nobody will be stirring up the peasants. No more social action anymore. The communist is leaving. The poor will be back where they were. You can tell them how blessed it is to be poor and do nothing about it. You and the mafia and the police will be happy and together again. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I think I offended the good bishop, but he'll make cardinal yet. God preserve us from cardinals.
I hope you're happy now, Danilo.
I'm sick to my stomach.
Let's go get a cup of coffee.
No, the train leaves at 8. I don't have time. Let's walk.
What will you do in Milano?
Oh, I'll get a job in an automobile factory, something simple. So I won't have to think about anything.
You got me thinking. Maybe I'll lose hope someday.
It's hopeless all around. The whole society is rotten and dying. No wonder the children don't care about anything. They were given birth and told to go play in a garbage heap. Politicians don't care. As long as their pockets are lined, they're happy. The rich go on getting richer and the poor get duller and duller until they drop. They're too ignorant, too much without hope even to want to help themselves. Oh, what's the point of doing anything? It's like writing in the water, hopeless. I thought I could help. I thought I could change things. You need 1 million men working 1 million years to change anything. You need barrels of money for houses, for rehabilitation, for food, for education. We have no money, few men, and only a few short years of life. Ah, I came here so full of hope.
We're going to miss you. I will miss you, Danilo. You taught me everything. I owe you more than
I owe me nothing. Just teach others. Maybe if you get enough men. Tito, we need numbers nowadays. Maybe then Sicily can change. Maybe the Sicilians will change. Maybe they'll wake up and start to do for themselves.
They will. I have hope for them.
Excuse me, old man. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We came around the corner. We didn't see you.
Is it still light out?
No. It'll be dark soon.
Oh, well, it's a quiet time.
Where are you going?
I'm going to sit by the fountain.
The fountain? That all the way up the hill.
I'm not so old, I can't climb a hill anymore.
Well, it's a long, hard walk for a man with a cane, no matter how young he thinks he is.
And blind, too. Don't forget I'm blind.
Do you walk up there every night?
Every night. My friends are there. We talk. We laugh.
Well, I wish I had a wagon. I would drive you up there.
Oh, thank you. I could make it all right.
Oh, I know you can, but it's a long haul.
Well, it's one step at a time. Are you walking that way?
No. No, I'm going home. I'm leaving Sicily.
Why?
I'm tired.
Tired? People get tired from rushing. Go slow. One step at a time. You don't have to do everything. That's the trouble with young people. They give up because they want to do everything fast. Like Danilo Dolci says. Begin and go one step at a time. You'll get there, you'll see. You should listen to him. He's a great man.
A great man? Is he?
Yeah, he's taught us Sicilians. And he's a foreigner, a Milanese. He taught me. And I'm an old dog. Before, I used to sit by the back door and complain. Now I get up and I go where I want to go. And I don't care how long it takes. I go one step at a time, I get there.
It's good.
Air is fresh tonight.
Yes. Your friends must be waiting.
Good. And don't leave Sicily. Sicily is beautiful. I remember when I had eyes, how beautiful she was.
You remember correctly.
Of course I do. And she gets better every day. Remember, one step at a time. Arrivederci.
Ciao. Tito?
Hmm?
How old are you?
29.
Well, I'm 45, and I'll bet I beat you to the end of the block.
Well, my husband, we're all ready. Oh, I got what I could into the bags, Danilo, but, oh, we have to leave so much behind.
Oh, that's too bad.
Now, what time is the train?
Oh? You're going to take a train?
Well, that's what you said.
You sure you want to go, Vincenzina? You're sure?
After what I've been through tonight? Yes.
I don't think you'd like Milano. Neither will the children, I think.
Do you want to drive me crazy, Danilo?
Yes. You know why?
Why?
Because when you get mad, you look so beautiful.
Oh, Mother of God. What a cross you've given me.
I think we should stay in Trapeto. Vincenzina, I thought we could go. But there's so much to do here.
What?
And I think that I should do it.
Why did you do that to me?
I make a lot of mistakes. Forgive me.
Idiot.
Tomorrow is another day.
Why did you want to leave?
Because I was very tired before.
But what made you change your mind?
I met an old man, and he told me something I said a long time ago that I forgot I knew.
What was that?
He said, "Don't worry about changing the whole world all at once. It makes a man tired. It uses up your hope. Do what you can today, little by little, and leave the rest to God." Oh. That's what he said, pretty much.
Of course. One step at a time. Everybody knows that.
Vicenzina, you're a lovely Sicilian.
Danilo Dolci is still in Sicily, still working for the poor, still battling his same old enemies. But little by little, things have changed. And the voice of Danilo Dolci, the Gandhi of Sicily, rings still stronger with hope and love.
There's a world of condemned in our midst. Condemned to poverty and death by us, ourselves. Sometimes injustice weighs too heavily and they seek to revolt. And then they are shot down or imprisoned. Are we to be forever on the side of the strong and to sit back without protest while the aspirations of others are crushed? I cannot believe it. I cannot believe that we are, all of us, so cruel that we want to go on killing our fellow beings in this way. We must work for one another. We must make full use of man and the land. Men, all men, must have the right to breathe, to speak, to work, to live orderly lives in accordance with that dignity which is every man's right. I do not want to see hatred in any heart, but rather love, resolute and wise, dedicated to the service of all men. It is when the people themselves know clearly their aims and set out to achieve them in pureness of heart that great reforms come about. This new consciousness will give them the hope and strength to solve their problems. That time, the time we all long for, is coming. It is coming.